I dream of a city called glory. So bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, cried holy.
Well, here we are, Open Bible Dialogue. What a broadcast. Today, we're dealing with a powerful subject, Left Behind, when traditional marriage will be forbidden. When traditional marriage will be forbidden. Now, all across radio land and all across the telecast community, all over this globe, I bring you the greatest warning I could bring you, that we're at the end. We're at that hour. We are at that hour. The rapture could occur at any moment. It's imminent. We believe in the imminence of the coming of the Lord, that the Lord could come at any minute. We don't set dates, and we don't say this has got to happen. Neither can we do. Neither set dates or say such and such must occur. My friend, it's imminent. He could come in a moment. And I'm telling you, if you get left behind, traditional marriage is going to be forbidden. Now, we're going to go to the book of Daniel in a few minutes. And we're going to look at what this old prophet of God said. Did you know in Matthew 24 and verse 15 that Jesus actually named Daniel? Jesus called his name. And Jesus gave his prophecy absolute authenticity. You cannot doubt what Daniel had to say. Now, most people today, when you mention the book of Daniel, they yawn. They're not sure they want to go there. In fact, there's been a lot of controversy around the book of Daniel. Well, the liberals are going to cause that. Anybody who don't really believe the Bible is infallible is going to question that. I want to tell you, when Jesus named him and Jesus gave him his support, that's all. That's all the support I need. Ah, thank you, brother. Thank you, Daniel, Prophet Daniel, for what you had to say. Now, we'll go to chapter 11. Turn your Bibles. I really believe that everybody listening to me really ought to go and get your Bible. Go get your King James Bible and get right into the book, and let's read some verses together. We're going to start with verse 32. We'll read probably to about verse 38 or 39. And I'm going to show you some things that Daniel said would happen. There is not a greater picture of the Antichrist in the Bible than the book of Daniel. And most people have never really gone there to study the Antichrist. Well, I'm going to take you there today, and we're going to study the Antichrist, and I'm going to open the lines for you to call. Let me give you some phone numbers. Our number to call is 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. We have a toll-free line. That's the toll-free line, 1-800-338-7884, a local line. And everybody that is nearby, please use that. And you may use it anywhere. That means you would pay for the bill rather than I. But 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then on the internet, I've already got a question. Came in before the program began. That's okay. I don't mind. The internet is jrc@paulcreek.org. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. And we're going to have a great time. I really don't want to miss getting a lot of questions today. Sometimes you sit and listen, and I don't mind that. I'm teaching the Bible. I'm bringing you the Holy Scripture. I'm telling you how near we are to the coming of the Lord. I'm showing you, if God will help me and the Holy Spirit will give me wisdom, and I'm really dependent on the Holy Spirit to give me wisdom, the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge. I'm calling on God for those gifts of the Holy Ghost with all my heart, because I feel helpless to convince this world without wisdom bigger and better and greater than my wisdom. Even the Bible, as great as it is, needs the Holy Ghost inspiration. When you study the Bible, make sure you pray for God to give your eyes enlightenment, that you may have spiritual enlightenment in understanding the Scripture. That's very important. Now, we'll go in a moment to Daniel 11. Let me tell you what we're going to give you today, and this is extremely important. We're going to give you a booklet entitled Left Behind When Traditional Marriage is Forbidden. And I'm going to add to that. I'm going to add to that a little P&A that I've done on Born Again to Satan. Born Again to Satan. When you take, if you do, the mark of the beast, you will be born again to the Antichrist. Just like a born-again Christian is to follow Christ and become like him, a person who takes the mark of the beast will absolutely become like him. It is an agreement to the devil and Satan to take his character, his mark, and become like him. Every young man who takes the mark of the beast will become a homosexual. Every young girl who takes the mark of the beast will become a lesbian. The whole world will be given to homosexuality and lesbianism. There's no doubt about that. That's the ultimate sin. That's the ultimate sin of the devil. That's the ultimate promotion of the devil. And the Antichrist is and will be a sodomite. There is no question. Daniel proves that beyond measure. I hope you get that. And if you don't believe me, that's understand. Go to studying. Go to Daniel 11. Read it verse by verse. Begin with verse 32, as we're going to do here. And then you just study those verses. And then go to Romans 1 and see what Paul had to say about the ultimate sin when men are turned over to the devil. Anytime God turns people over to the devil, they become so vile, it is indescribable. It is indescribable. Now, we'll take your calls. I'm going to fix it here where I can get your emails, and I want to hear from you. You're very, very important. So email us, call. I want some calls. Now, I really like calls. I like to talk with you where they hear you and me both, and we can debate it. And if you don't believe it, call, and I'll take a moment with you, and I will, you know, do my best to convince you. I can take you to a multiplicity of scriptures that prove the pre-trib rapture beyond measure. The Bible is absolute when it comes to the pre-trib rapture. I don't understand how anybody ever comes up with anything else. I really believe that. And again, let me tell you, if you take the mark of the beast, you actually take his name, you actually take his mark, and you actually take his character, and you become one with him in the most evil, vile character ever known to humankind. Jesus made it plain. He said this tribulation will be such as there has never been, no, not ever be. And that's just how bad it's going to be. So the lines are open. The ladies are standing by. We really want to send you these gifts. You've got to study. You've got to get in your Bible. You've got to get in the book. And so reading this article that we have written, and I mean, a lot of effort goes into these articles I write. I don't do something casual. I really don't. I have hundreds and hundreds, well over maybe 1,500 articles and P&As that we have written. And every one of them is written with skill and devotion and dedication to the Bible to help you grow in the Lord and in the graces of God. And you can go on our internet and find them right there by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. You can find, several 400 or 500 radio programs, 400 or 500 sermons. You can spend weeks on our internet site, okay? www.paulcreek.org. That's paulcreek.org. You really don't even need the www. Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org. Now, I want to hear your questions because I really want us to dig in to this idea of the Antichrist being a sodomite. The Antichrist being a sodomite. And the actual, I believe it with all my heart, I believe the Holy Ghost has shown to me deeply and profoundly that every marriage outside of a same-sex marriage will be forbidden during the tribulation period. I mean the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, they're not going to allow it. And that brigade of evil men and women who join with the devil and with the Antichrist and become his representatives and his search agents. And I mean, you're talking about a world turned to hell, friend, when they'll hunt you down to make you take the mark or to butcher you and slaughter you if you refuse to take the mark. So please know. Now, some preachers are now preaching. This blew my mind. Some preachers are now preaching that you can take the mark of the beast and then repent and be forgiven. Well, let me tell you, when you take the mark of the beast, you won't want to repent. That's to start with. You can't. It is even more profound in the scripture. But you won't want to because you will have his nature. You'll be one with him. When you take his mark, you take his nature. When you take his mark, you're born again to the devil and born again to the Antichrist. You will live as vile as is possible for anybody to live. I promise you, I'm hearing a message here. Perfect audio and perfect video. Whoa, have we been through the mail to get this audio and video cleaned up and to get these two. See, I've got two pieces of equipment here. I've got internet doing this telecasting all over the world. Then I've got a radio equipment sitting back here that does audio to the radio stations. And having them smoothly operating has really been a tussle. Now, we got one additional problem that we're supposed to get solved this week. You're not going to see of it today because I'm not going to bring in anything that would cause that. But we'll be there. Now, I want to go back to this message that I had. This came earlier today, if I can find it here, from a young lady. She says, you say on your website that there has been an explosion of rejection within the church of the precept of a pre-trib rapture. With the greatest of respect, can you show even one passage of scripture that supports this idea? I tried and tried and could not. She didn't finish the sentence, could not find. She says, not a support in scripture. Well, what do? You take them to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, and you look at what Jesus says to that church of the Philadelphia, a Philadelphian church. And you say, how plain can you be? How emphatic can you be? And that's just one scripture. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Revelation 3:10. Go read that. That couldn't be plainer. That couldn't be more clear. Now, that's the kind of Bible that we have. It's a perfect book. Now, everybody listening, radio or internet, grab your phones. 1-800-338-7884. The phone number locally, 704-391-0588. Now, I will do my best as we get in emails. The email's open, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. The phone lines are open. I'm waiting on your calls to talk about the Antichrist being a sodomite. And the Antichrist requiring a world to follow him. You aren't going to be anything. The Antichrist is not with his approval when he reigns on this earth. You need to understand that. I mean, to me, that really is clear. But let's go to Daniel. Let me take you back there a minute. Before I get any further, let's go to the book of Daniel. You won't find a greater book in the Bible. Let me begin, if I might, and you open your Bible. Are you with me? Let's look at verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I like that verse. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. But such as break the covenant of God, they will be corrupted by flatteries. This is the day of flatteries. Preachers are being flattered into every kind of compromise you can imagine. People all over the workaday world are being corrupted by flatteries. The old boss man tells you how great you are. I need you to make this little compromise with your convictions and do this or that. Well, listen, let's go on. Verse 33. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame and by captivity and by spoil many days. He's talking about the tribulation period here. Now, when they shall fall, they shall be holden with a little help. They shall be holden with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make white and make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for the time appointed. Now, he is showing how right now, before the rapture, and then indeed after the rapture, there's going to be such a corruption and such a corrupting of people. And there's going to be so many efforts and so many people caught up in this world of the Antichrist and the spirit of the Antichrist that are going to be used of him to corrupt and flatter the world into submission. Into submission. I mean, it's coming like a storm. And he said there'll be some purged and clean, and even some of them, he says, will fall. And some of them of understanding shall fall. I know some of the smartest preachers you can name, and they're going down the tube one by one, just compromising because they're being corrupt by flatteries. And that you can build a great church if you're willing to build it on the devil's beat, on the devil's perspective, on the devil's philosophy. If you'll follow the rock music crowd, and you'll follow the name it, claim it crowd, and you'll follow the sin-friendly crowd, and you'll seek for the church that is, you know, everything to everybody, they'll flatter you into one great big mass thing. It's happening everywhere. You know what's happening. You can see it as well as I can. The king shall do according to his will. Now we get to the old Antichrist. We'll do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods. Oh, the Antichrist is coming against the God of gods, coming against his Bible, coming against his holy standards, coming against everything he teaches in his book. Oh, they are coming against it with fury and shall prosper. He shall prosper. His crowd is prospering. Look at the Elevation Church here in Charlotte. Somewhat 20,000, 15,000, millions of dollars. The preacher just moved into his $3 million parsonage, and he's only been pastoring 4 or 5 years. What do you... Flattery, see? Flattery. Just corrupted by flatteries. Corrupted by braggadociousness and braggadocious ideas. Neither shall he regard, now notice, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. The great God Jehovah of the Bible is no longer regarded. What he says in his Bible is just a joke to most people. Throw that King James Bible away. It's too plain. It says it too clear. It says it too real. Get you one of those NIVs, or even worse than that. I don't remember all the names of those crazy Bibles. They really are something else. They're not really Bibles. They're commentaries. But listen, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. He shall not regard the desire of women. Now, that's a powerful statement. That makes it very plain that the desire of women will no longer be a part of this king, this Antichrist. And he will rule with an iron thumb. You won't go against him and get by with it. You won't disobey him and get by with it. You'll buy into his philosophy, or you'll take the measure of his anger. And they will kill you by by no regards. Now listen, let me read it again. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. Above women, above God, above everything. In other words, the day of traditional values of any degree is over. When the Antichrist appears and the rapture has taken place and the bride of Christ is gone, the 7-year tribulation period begins. And anybody out there who questions this pre-trib rapture, read Revelation 4 and you see the rapture in Revelation 4. Then Revelation 5 and 6, you see the saints in heaven. Well, actually 5, you see the saints in heaven. Then Revelation 6, you see the tribulation period begins. And immediately you see a persecution that is so intent that even the dead are crying out for judgment from God. What a day. But in his estate, notice the Antichrist, in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most stronghold with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for spoil. That's through verse 39 of Daniel 11, verse 32 through 39. Now, you mark that this week, and you read that every day, all week. Every day, all week. And you don't just take the kind of secular understanding of it. You ask the Holy Spirit to open you up the understanding, to give you spiritual insight. See, the Bible is a book of mysteries. Those mysteries are understood by divine revelation. A man without a born-again experience does not understand the Bible. He cannot understand the Bible. The Bible is understood with spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. And if you want to understand this Bible, you need to truly get into a spiritual walk and walk with God in the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. Don't wait any longer, please. All down through the middle, through the eastern part of North Carolina, Florence, South Carolina, all those areas that hear me on WSTS, throughout the Charlotte area, Gastonia area, reaching all the way to Gaffney, South Carolina, to Concord, up to Statesville, even up to Hickory a lot of times, and way down into South Carolina. Listen, grab your phone. How many of you question the Antichrist being a sodomite? Do you understand why that same-sex marriage is taking over America? It's coming like a storm. What is it, 19 states that have now approved same-sex marriage? Look at what's happening in states that have not yet approved it, the battle, the war, and the church is leading the battle in many cases to make same-sex marriage acceptable. That's because they don't make the Bible acceptable. See, they've rejected the Bible. They rejected the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, to some, don't even belong in the Bible. They think it was written way after Daniel died. That is such a joke that people would treat the Bible like that. I don't really know how to talk about it. It upsets me in my heart to think that this is happening to us. Now, when that Antichrist comes after the rapture, when he appears, I'm here to tell you, traditional marriage will be out. Traditional marriage will be out. And those of you who are already going into same-sex marriage and even living together with girlfriends and boyfriends outside of the traditional value of marriage, you need to understand you're practicing for the Antichrist world. You're practicing for what you're going to do after the rapture has taken place. My friend, I pray that God will get a hold of your heart and you will do what is right in the name of the Lord and in the fear of the sweet Spirit of God. Now, your questions and answers. Here is one. It seems that all states will approve same-sex marriage within the next several years. Also, this week, Time Magazine said the transgender movement is the next civil rights trend. Is America lost? Yes. America is going to hell at a neck-break speed. I don't know how to tell you how fast it really is, but I can tell you it's going to hell. Can you imagine America, the bastion of Bible-loving people, the place that has done more missionary work and missionary activity and given more millions and billions of dollars to convert people in the third world countries and to build hospitals and home for children. I mean, we have done so much beautiful Christian work around this globe during the entire history of America. And now the liberals led by the White House and people all over the nations are taking us to hell. Taking us to hell. So that by the time Jesus comes, and that could be any moment, I can promise you traditional marriage is going to be out. How many of you believe that? Somebody call me and tell me if you don't believe it, if you think I'm just a little bit overboard. Please call me. Please call me. I don't mind. I really don't mind. I want to talk to those who disagree with me just as much as those who agree with me. I'm not the kind of a pastor that wants everybody to agree with me. I would learn nothing if all you did was agree with me. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to change. Of course, if the Bible don't say it, I'm not going to change to it. I don't care what it says. What you say or what anybody says. I know what this Bible says, and I care what this Bible says. And I'm going to do what it says, because I'm going to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. God be in my helper." I can hardly wait for that wonderful moment when Jesus comes. Well, I'm waiting on hearing from you. I would love to hear from you. You are just as important as anybody else. And so I will do my best. And I'm watching the internet here to make sure if I have a message coming in, internet messages, internet questions, let's hear from you. Do you not know what to ask? I can understand that. I mean, we're talking about the Antichrist being a sodomite. We're talking about turning this whole world into a sodomite world. We're talking about making traditional marriage forbidden. Against the law of the Antichrist. Well, you know that he is going to be against that. How could you think of the Antichrist allowing anything but same-sex marriage? Look at the venom of this crowd of same-sex proponents. Look at the hatred with which they labor. Look at the venom they direct toward people like myself and any man or woman who believes in the truth of the Bible. Look at it. I mean, it is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. They hate us. They hate the truth of this Bible. They hate such passages as I've just read to you from the book of Daniel. And I will spend a whole program on Romans chapter 1. But I want to tell you, Romans chapter 1 says really the same thing, very plain. And says, "For this cause God shall give them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use that into that which is against nature." I mean, that's happening all over the world right now. What do you think is going to happen after that rapture takes place, when this becomes hell on earth, when Satan is in charge of every government, when the Antichrist rules the world with an iron thumb, when everything is under the order of this mark of the beast? Now, you've got to help me, and I've got to help you understand what that mark of the beast is really going to be. You've got to understand that you take his nature. You are born again to Satan. That's what the mark of the beast is. It's not just something you take on your hand and you fall. You do that, yes, but it's a worship. It's an act of surrender to the mastery of the Antichrist to become your new Christ. See, the Antichrist will be a new Christ. He will be a Christ unlike anything you find in this Bible or that's ever been taught by man. This scripture makes it plain. This new God will be totally different from any God that's ever been preached, ever been taught, ever been believed by heathens or pagans or whoever. I mean, he is going to be a new one. And the world is going to love him. I mean, we see the evidence of him everywhere already. But how bad can it get? How bad can it get? I am amazed. Now, I'm waiting on you. I want to hear from you. You are very important. I know churches where they say homosexuality is a sin, but unmarried members of the church live together. Why does the church preach against one sin and not the other? Is one sin worse than the other? Well, you know, that's a good question. Is the sin of fornication worse? Sin of fornication and adultery. Is it worse than homosexuality? In a degree, yes. But only in a degree. You see, in homosexuality, you actually come against the very creation of man and woman in the likeness of God. You are a blaspheming God when you believe in homosexuality and lesbianism. You're blaspheming God. You're blaspheming truth. When you get involved in living together outside of marriage, committing fornication, adultery, you're blaspheming truth. But when you move into homosexuality, you're blaspheming God. Can you understand the difference? I think you can. So that homosexuality, lesbianism, is blasphemy against God the Creator. It's taking on God and saying, God, you didn't know what you was doing. You didn't just create Adam and Eve. You created Adam and Steve. See, that's blaspheming God. Now, when you commit fornication, when you commit adultery, you're blaspheming the Bible. You're going straight against the laws of God. Straight against the laws of God. And so in a degree, but please understand that difference. Both of them are very much sin. Very much sin. Very good question, my friend. Very good question. And I'm waiting. You know, I come up with these subjects that God pours into my heart. And some of them seem to blow your mind. And you say, man, I don't know what to ask. I can understand that. I can understand that. At least you can call and say, I just don't agree with you, Reverend Chambers. Where do you get this from? Let me read it again. Some maybe just joined us. Maybe they didn't hear me read this scripture in the book of Daniel. I want you to hear it again because I want you to really, really begin to talk about it and share with your friends about it and warn them of what's taking place. It says very plainly, no question about it. It said, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. See, this Antichrist had a background of faith. This Antichrist had a background of faith. But he comes against the God of his fathers. You won't believe how much kids are coming against the God and the teachings, the Bible truths that their parents have taught them. I mean, they're coming against them like a storm. It is bigger than I can imagine. But he says, nor the desire of women. Nor the desire of women. Now, that scripture is plain in itself. But then always remember, what you see happening on the world scene is an evidence of what the Antichrist is going to represent. I mean, everything is preparing for the Antichrist. Everything is getting ready for the Antichrist. So what you see happening in the nations and in the states of America, in the churches, you know, most churches, Pentecostals, Charismatics, even most Baptist churches, they have a no ask, no tell philosophy. If a homosexual comes in and nobody asks and nobody says anything, they pay it no attention. They only get concerned when it might become a hindrance to new people. They only get concerned when it might keep some people from letting that church grow. But they have a no ask, no tell. I remember when I was told by one of the leaders, he was then the general overseer of the Church of God that I was part of. He told me that at Lee College, they had already decided a kind of a no ask, no tell philosophy. Just a kind of no ask, no tell philosophy. That's 20 years ago. That's 20 years ago. My friend, I'm here to tell you. You just don't know how bad it's going to get. Well, the lines are open now. The ladies, I don't believe they've had a call. That's not fair to them. 1-800, grab your phone. Right now, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. And local calls, 704-391-0588. Let me give you that again. 704-391-0588. That's very important. 704-391-0588. That's the local number. Now the toll-free anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800. Notice that 800. That makes sure it's an 800 toll-free number. Then it's 1-800-338-7884. I got it, I think. 1-800-338-7884. Been saying it so many years, it gets confused in my brain sometimes. Hey, friend, that Antichrist is going to be hell on earth. Do you understand? It's going to be dark. And I'm telling you, the pre-trib rapture is one of the most wonderful truths. You cannot believe that God will leave his church bride here during that tribulation period. There is just no way you could believe that he would leave his bride here during the tribulation period. Hey, we got camp meeting coming up. And while you're calling, let me remind you of our camp meeting. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful time. 3 weeks from tomorrow. 3 weeks from tomorrow. Begins on June the 22nd. And then on the 23rd is the first Monday. On the Monday, David Roper will be preaching Monday night. Joey Yates on Tuesday night. Bruce Gans on Wednesday night. Eugene Smith on Thursday night. Noah Hatfield on Friday night. On Sunday, we will have Michael Switzer here, both services. That's June the 22nd. And tomorrow is June the 1st. I mean, it's not going to be long, my friends. It really isn't. It's not going to be long. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I've just got a question for you.
Okay.
What gives you the right to judge other pastors when the Spirit of God is definitely working with them?
What gives me the right to judge other pastors? Who are you speaking of in particular? I mean, I don't judge pastors. I tell when pastors are preaching false doctrines, like John MacArthur preaching that you can repent and be forgiven of taking the mark of the beast. I have to warn people of those things, because if somebody believes that, and then they're here, and then they take the mark, and then they can't repent because the Bible says they can't repent. Should I not say that?
You specifically said earlier on this program that there's a young man that hadn't been preaching for 4 or 5 years, and that I would be willing to say that he's probably saved more people in those 4 or 5 years than you saved in your ministry.
All right, you're talking about elevation. Well, I've studied a little about elevation, and if that's the church, then the Bible is not the holy book. I mean, anybody who believes in the Bible and loves the Holy Scripture and really knows that the Scripture is infallible, they know a rock and roll concert is not a church.
Well, there's different people can worship in different ways. David danced when he worshiped.
Well, I dance sometimes when I worship.
Well, I just personally know that church and that pastor is Spirit of God is on them, and they're doing a mighty.
See, I've heard him, and I, you know, I've never been in his church. I would not dare go. I would not be put myself at that kind of a spirit. But I think anybody who believes the Bible and is into the infallible truth of Scripture, the remnant of Bible believing Christians, know that that kind of church is not Bible church.
Why would you judge if you have never even been in there?
Because I've studied enough about it and read enough reports and know enough about what I've read and heard, and I'm able to judge between, you know, the things that I read and hear. I'm sorry you offended. I believe I'm right in doing that. And if you'll read the Bible, you'll find Jesus and the early apostles. And read the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, those 7 letters to the 7 churches, and look how Jesus, literally commended them because they would not allow false prophets without pointing them out. They pointed them out, and Jesus commended them for doing that. Reread Revelation 2 and 3 after you hang up the phone, and look at how they were commended because they wouldn't allow false prophets without calling their hand.
Well, we'll just agree to disagree.
No, we're not going to agree to disagree. I'm going to be your friend in disagreement, but I don't agree. And I think I have an obligation to say, hey, that kind of religion is not going to get you in. Do they believe in the rapture?
Yes, sir. They believe in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Well, I didn't say the blood of Jesus. I said the rapture.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Send me a sermon where that's preached, okay?
Yes.
Would you do that for me?
He's got
hundreds. Hey, send me a sermon where that was preached.
He's got hundreds online. You just go.
I want you to send me one so I don't have to go looking and listen to a bunch, because I don't have time for a bunch. But I'm glad you called, sir. Thank you for calling. Okay. And if you'll let me, I'll send you the gift of today.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. You know, we do live in an unusual day, when there are really some unusual doctrines out there. And I know they're out there. I'm sorry they're out there. And I try to point out to people that they need to understand. Now, rock and roll music and the rock and roll concerts are not church. You know, I have a right to say that. Although we live in a day when it's going that direction. Go to Revelation 17 and look at that Jezebel woman. That's the church of this generation. That's the church of the rich. And I mean, it's amazing to read Revelation 17, I'm sorry, and then look at the church of our day and look how it just comes together in perfect. Let me read it to you. Okay? And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, Revelation 17, let me get down to it. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And he goes on to talk about her blasphemies, talking about the things that she blasphemes, and calls her, literally calls her, the mother of harlots. Now, read Revelation 17, and then study some of these big church movements where the King James truth and the infallible Bible has been completely forsaken. They will say a few things. I said to a man some time ago, don't look at those churches as to what they do preach. Look at them for what they don't preach. Judge every church that you're going to be a part of by what they don't preach, as well as what they do preach. Paul said, preach the whole word. Preach the whole word. Well, I'm glad that this dear man called. I want him to feel free, and I want you to feel free. You'll be welcome. What Bible verse speaks against men wearing women's clothing or being effeminate? Why is this a sin? What Bible verse speaks against men wearing women's clothing? Now, isn't that amazing? That is one of the Old Testament great truths that we're taught very clearly. I'll see if I can find it right quickly here and read it to you. Okay, here it is in the book of Deuteronomy. Let me read it if I might. Verses 5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. And that's the scripture, Deuteronomy 22 and 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth. Notice how he says that. That which pertaineth, that which is made in the likeness of, in the same order as, and neither shall the man. So he speaks there both men and women. And, of course, we as a society do not condone or support men wearing women's clothing, but we seem to have gone full to women wearing men's clothing. Well, that's a good scripture, and that's a good question, and I believe the Bible is absolutely the infallible Word of God. Now, another nope. Let me hear from you. I'm trying my best to get to every question that comes. You call. We'd be glad to send you the gift now. I would love to send you this book. I really would. This booklet. I mean, it really, I think you need to read it. Left Behind, When Traditional Marriage is Forbidden. Get it and read it. If you don't like it, throw it away. Maybe you would want to give it to your pastor. Let him read it. He may get some sermon material. So I'd love to send that to you, along with a second little booklet, a smaller one, called a P&A, which is Born Again to Satan. And in that, I show you that to take the mark of the beast will be to be born again unto the Antichrist, to be come into a spiritual relationship with the Antichrist that is a counterfeit of being born again. See, the devil tries to counterfeit everything that's from God, everything that's spiritual. Everything that God does, the devil tries to counterfeit it. The devil tries to blaspheme it. See, that's why he counterfeits it. That way he blasphemes what is pure. I've heard people say, don't you know that demons do this and demons do that? And I said, yes, I sure do, because they're counterfeiters. Everything they do is counterfeit and the genuine. You go and read about voodoo doctors, you'll find them speaking in tongues. You'll find them doing all kinds of things that we find in the Bible that are spiritual in the spiritual array, a spiritual setting. And they're just counterfeit in the real. They're counterfeit in the genuine. I've heard many people really put down the work of the Holy Ghost because there are spirits in the world that counterfeit those works. They do evil and do it in a lack form or a lack fashion to the genuine. That's counterfeit in God. Well, that just proves that the real really does exist, because the devil wouldn't counterfeit it if there wasn't a real. What he's trying to do, he's trying to put down the real. He's trying to cut down the real. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I want to answer your question. I'm amazed that you haven't called in others and kind of give me a little chew and lashing. You know, I'm used to that, because this Bible is the infallible book. And I'm here to tell you, this Bible is real. Now listen to me. While you're calling or sending your email, listen to me. If you're not ready for that rapture, if you're not sold out to Jesus Christ, if you don't have a covenant with your Bible, you don't have a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you don't have a covenant with your church, if you don't have a covenant with those three entities, that's the born-again life. You come to Christ through His Word. You come to Christ by His Scripture. The Bible is ordained by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. By the foolishness of preaching. In the morning, I am preaching on this sermon. Listen, God has promised to reveal Himself. I am amazed at the Bible, how full it is of God promising to reveal Himself. And that is about to happen again. That is about to happen again. And I'm telling you, when it does, it's going to be fabulous. You on the air? May I help you, please? Hello?
Brother Chambers, this is John.
Hey, John. You're on. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, John.
We had a previous caller talking about judging other preachers. And honestly, I don't know where it is in the New Testament, but Paul mentioned about judging people inside the church, I thought. And you're supposed to.
We have to judge false doctrines. We have to judge false movements. We have to judge things that are contrary to the Scripture, sir. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. And another thing, without naming any local churches or anything, there's some out there that this new movement that, if you notice, one thing is kind of interesting, there's no cross, there's no symbol of the cross.
There's no what now? I missed those last words. It's kind of got mumbled.
Yes, sir. There's no symbols of the cross.
Yeah, no, yeah. They don't want no symbols of the cross. They don't want anything that makes their church look like a church. They call it a church by their own human decision. How do you say that? You know, they call it a church. A church is a church where the gospel is preached, where the word of God is king, where the music honors Christ. See, when you sing rock and roll, it's flesh. All you're doing is feeding that old carnal flesh. The soul and the flesh is being fed. But when you sing spiritual music, you feed the soul. The spirit, I mean. You worship God. He said, you've got to worship me in spirit and in truth. So if the worship is not in spirit and in truth, then God's not part of it.
That's right. It's part of this new feel-good religion that's going around out there. You know, if it feels good and you're generally a good person, you know, you kind of throw everything else.
I would love to meet some of the people who go to, say, a church like Elevation and just sit down and talk with them and find out some real things about their faith. I don't understand how in the world you call that a church. I try to warn people that when the music becomes nothing but rock and roll music, that came from the devil. Anybody out there knows that rock and roll was a music born out of the pits of hell that has damned a multitude. And the new generation is so in love with their rock and roll music day by day, Monday through Saturday, that they aren't going to go to church if they don't get it on Sunday. I mean, that's the whole purpose of rock and roll music, is to bring the rock and roll generation into the church with their rock and roll music. And look at what they listen to during the week when they're listening to the devil's rock and roll. I mean, that's just no way to say that could be of God. I mean, all you got to do is follow the from it when it started. I mean, I know when it started. I was right there listening. I remember when a big preacher, music minister in a church in Atlanta happened to have been a church of God, when he said that rock and roll music is the next wave of the future for the Pentecostal churches. And I thought, sir, have you lost your mind? He was right. He was right. He was speaking for the Antichrist. And he was right.
Yes, sir. One last thing in closing, and I'll get off here to let other callers in. But the other caller also mentioned about how many people this other settlement has saved. You know, the preachers don't save people. You know, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that saves.
The gospel. It's not just the blood, sir. It's got to be united with the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit. Until a man or woman is convicted of their sins and brought face to face with their desperate need of being born again, and they become a new creature. They become a new creature, see? God bless you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, hang on. I want to send you the gift, okay? I want to send you the gift. Are you there? Oh, he's gone. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to sum a little things up here. Everybody's wanting to go to Matthew 7:1, where it says, judge not, lest you be judged. But if they read on over there in John 7:24, the word tells us, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
That's a good scripture. That is where now? I want to write that down.
That's John 7:24.
John 7:24. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. That's what that dear brother didn't do. He was judging according to appearance, not biblical righteous judgment. And I do my best. And I'm not perfect. I'll say, all of you listening to me, Brother Chambers is a man living in the Word, living on his face. I am tarrying for a move of the Holy Spirit in this building. I believe it's going to come down on this church, tongues of fire, the mighty anointing of God, some form or fashion. I don't know in what form it will take, but I believe God's great anointing is going to be revealed. And I believe it's going to be revealed in Charlotte as well as around this globe. The Bible speaks of a latter rain, and I'm looking for it.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to tell you what. If you don't do no judgment, you're going to fall for anything.
You couldn't be more right, sir.
Especially in these latter times.
Well, we live in the day that if we do not get in this Bible and judge spiritual judgment, you can't just look at it and say, that's okay. When John saw the church in Revelation 17, do you remember that he literally was fascinated with that church? And the angel, the man of the Lord, rebuked him. Why are you fascinated? Why do you like that? I mean, that's what the Bible says, that the Lord said to John the Revelator. Because John saw the money, he saw the beauty, he saw the crowd, and so he was fascinated by it. I'll find that and read that here later on. And he had to be rebuked, and he was John the Revelator.
Yes, so, sir, you see, you got to get out of the carnal mind, you got to get into the spiritual mind, because carnal mind is envy with God.
You couldn't say it better. That's the problem of the church world. They have no spiritual mindedness. They've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Never has there been a generation that needs the fire of the Holy Ghost in their life like this generation. If you don't have the baptism of the Spirit, you ought to get on your face and stay there till God fills you with the Spirit.
Just according to what Peter done on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38-39.
Yes, that's exactly right, sir.
Baptized then.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hang on, and we'll send you the gift of the day, okay? I'd like for you to have the gift, so you stay right there. Don't go anywhere. I'm trying to make sure I hit the right buttons here. All right? God bless you. What a joy. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. Hey, Pastor Chambers.
Hey.
Diane, how are you?
I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to the thing about judging, and that's just really, every time you try to take a stand for something, people say, well, don't judge me. But, you know, there's two words for judge, two Greek words, and one's, I forget which one means which, but one's krinos and one's akrinos. And, you know, Jesus, one of them means to condemn, and the other one means to discern.
Hey, that's good. Hey, I make sure you send me those two words, will you? Look them up, get me the right names, and I need that. That is good, and I agree. I've said it often. Good judgment is good. Bad judgment is bad. If you judge wrongly, you make yourself guilty. If you judge righteous judgment with a righteous, kind, gentle spirit, not trying to hurt anybody, not trying to put anybody down, but warning people to save their soul, that is very important.
Right, and if we can't discern good from evil, that's a ridiculous statement. I mean, how would you ever correct your own children?
How would you, if you had a neighbor that you knew was molesting children, that he was a pedophile, she was a pedophile, would you let your children go over there and play at their house?
Exactly.
That's a judgment that you have to make. And that is never truer than it is in the spiritual realm when you're thinking about your eternal soul. Where are you going to spend eternity? You're going to go to a church that has no standard, that has no holiness, that people live just like the world. Adultery, fornication reigns king. My friend, there is just no way, there is no way we can say that judging that is wrong. It is right. It is good.
That's right.
Thank you.
Way, I had to put my 2 cents worth in, or the Bible's 2 cents worth.
You're right. I'm glad you called, dear lady. God bless your heart. Here is an email. Call us quickly now. The lines are wide open. The ladies are taking your calls, and we're going to send you this gift now. I want to send you this booklet, this very important booklet on Left Behind When Traditional Marriage is Forbidden. And with it, another little booklet, a smaller, a P&A, that's a prophetic news alert, on Born Again to Satan. Man, you need both of them. I'm telling you, you need both of them. Please call me and let me send them to you, will you? Please, right now, call. The ladies will take your name and address. Maybe you're already on our list. All you got to do is give them your name and your zip code. Make sure they get the right person. Sometimes we have the same name in more than one person. So please, please, please call us. Now, this booklet I'm giving has a picture on the front of it that I've never seen before, I don't think. It's beautiful. It's how the temple of heaven will probably look when you arrive in heaven at the rapture. The temple of heaven. Great day. It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. And if you go on the line, you can see it in about 30 minutes after the program. If you have an email and you own our email list, you'll get a copy of it. If you're not, you send me your email and I'll send you. You need this picture. You really do. We're going to put it on the front of the booklet. We send hundreds of you that don't even have internet. Okay? You're listening by radio. Call quickly. Call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Okay? Looking for your call. Again, I mentioned camp meeting. I want to send you the flyer. Everybody that calls us will get a copy of the flyer of our camp meeting beginning in 3 weeks, June the 22nd, 23rd. All week then, the 23rd through the 27th, we'll serve lunch every day, Tuesday through Friday, and you could eat free lunch with us after hearing the preachers in the morning. Morning will start at 9:30. There'll be a sermon and then a lesson by a man that is noted Bible teacher. He's the state overseer of Alabama for a church group, and his name is Jeff Mayo. You don't want to miss hearing Jeff in the mornings. That's 11 o'clock, Tuesday through Friday. Hey, you want to be here for camp meeting? I want you to hear me preach in the morning this very important sermon. Listen, let me give you the name. God has promised to reveal himself. God has promised to reveal himself. Well, I was fixing to read, and I think I've got another message waiting on me here. All right, no, not yet. All right, I believe we're saved by trusting Christ, repentance, and letting Christ be the Lord of our life. I also believe that there are some Bible questions that godly men can disagree on, but do not determine our salvation. Example, pre-tribulation rapture versus mid-trib or post-trib. Well, I don't believe that they are that easily to disagree with. You're going to be left here for the mid-trib rapture. Somebody's going to deceive you, and I'm not sure you'll make it to the mid-trib. I'm telling you, I don't want you to believe in no mid-trib or no post-trib. I'll tell you that right now. Full immersion baptism versus sprinkling. No, I believe you got to be baptized by immersion. I don't believe in sprinkling at all. I disagree. Worship on Saturday versus Sunday. No, I believe we should worship on the Lord's Day, not on the Jewish day. I believe we should worship on the Lord's Day. Now, I don't mean everybody who believes one of those different from I is unsaved. I'm not saying that. I'm just not going to tell you that I think you have a right to choose between those doctrines. I'm going to preach you the truth, and I'm going to tell you what's right, and I'm going to stand on what's right, and I'm not going to give you some room to wave around and say, no, 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 I'm just going to be sprinkled. If you haven't been baptized, you need to be baptized by immersion. The Bible makes that very, very plain. Now, I don't mean everybody that wasn't baptized is unsaved. I certainly wouldn't want to go that route myself. I'm going to go by the Bible. You should worship on Sunday, not Saturday. Saturday is the Jewish day. Sunday is the Lord's day. And you'll find in the book of Acts very strong evidence for worshiping on Sunday. Hey, don't get mad at me, okay? Any other calls here? Call us quickly. I'm looking for your call. I'm waiting on you. Your question, I'll answer it the best I can, and I'll be so honest with you, it might boggle your little mind, okay? But you want me to be honest. I mean, I can only preach what's in the Bible. I can only tell you what the writer of the scripture said. He told us pre-trib. I'm going to tell you that. He told us immersion. I'm going to tell you that. He told us worship on the Lord's Day. I'm going to tell you that. See, I'm going to tell you what the book said. But I'm not going to be mean with people who disagree with me. Even if you disagree, don't even believe the Bible. I'm going to be your friend if you'll let me. Is that fair enough? Now, listen, this has been a good program. And I want you to remember now, you need this booklet. You can call from, you know, all next week. You can call here in a few minutes when the program's off even. You can call right now. And you can get a free booklet, Left Behind When Traditional Marriage Is Forbidden. And then I send in with it this little booklet, Born Again to Satan. Born Again to Satan. Now, friend, I need your help this week. The month of April, it may have been really slack in our radio media department. I don't know where you've been. I don't know where you are. I need your help. I need a miracle of finances this week. I need a miracle of finances for radio and media this week. I have to pay these radio bills. I have to pay all the cost of the media. It's not fair that this church has to pay that. We've got a load on our back trying to get this building paid for. I need your help. Will you help me this week? I want everybody listening to me to stop right now and make your choice that you'll help me this week financially. I need some real miraculous gifts. I really need some benevolent people who want to be a part of what we do and want to really help me and help me bear the burden. Take a little load off of this elderly man, because doing this is my commitment. I love you. I love what we're doing. I love the beauty of it. It really is important to me, very, very important to me. And I want to be a blessing to the best of my ability. I really do. Now, we're here for your calls. We're here to bless you. We're here to bring you the truth. I promise you the truth goes out of here every day, week by week. We send it all over the world. We're grateful for the privilege of that. We believe God's going to pour out His Holy Ghost upon this place. And then now we have the means of showing that to the world. Can you believe that? Showing that to the world. All the way into Australia and into South Africa and into Russia and Ukraine and, you know, into India and Japan. And I mean, I looked the other day and there were 70 some countries that had contacted this ministry in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. 70 some countries. We're here to bless you. We're here to bless the world, to be honest with you. We don't shortchange anybody. We want to do what the Lord has bid us to do, and we want to do it with all of our heart. We want to put everything we are on the altar, and we want to bless you. We are believing that this church is going to be a center of a great movement from God. This church is going to be the center of a great movement from God. You on the air? May I help you, please? Yes. You on the air? I only have seconds. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, quickly. Go ahead, quickly, please.
The Bible says, he that is spiritual judges all things, and it says, yet he is not judged of no man.
Hey, that's a good one, brother. Thank you. I got to go. Hey, that's good. He that is spiritual judges all things. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Hey, I like that, and that's a true statement. That's in the book. I've read it many times, and I depend on His wisdom. God bless you. God bless you. We're getting calls here. You on the air. I have only seconds. Well, I didn't get that one somehow on the air. They have a hard time sometimes getting them on for me. Listen, I love you. It's been a joy. It's been a joy. God bless you. May the Lord's grace go with you and keep you. Be with me in church tomorrow. And don't forget to be a partner. And don't miss being a part of our camp meeting, okay? Be a part of our camp meeting.